Welcome to CWS Christian Writing and Speaking, an Elevated Missions Prep Incorporated company. I'm your host, Jackie Wilson, and today's guest is the author of the book, God the Artist, Revealing God's Creative Side Through Pottery. She was born and raised in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and later diagnosed with scoliosis. But despite this diagnosis, she has pursued her dreams with a passion, receiving an art degree with a ceramics concentration and a double minor in art history and business from Anderson University in South Carolina. She is a multi-award winning artist with two solo exhibitions to her credit, Femininity 2020 and The Strength of a Wildflower 2022. And the future is bright with much more to come. Let's welcome to the CWS stage, Ms. Morgan McCarver. Welcome, Morgan.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is so interesting. Oftentimes people say, if you want to know about God, go to your Bible. If you want to know about God, do all of these religious things. But you see God through artwork. What is your story? How did this come to be?
That's a great question. So basically, like you said, I was diagnosed with scoliosis. At a young age, I was in eighth grade at the time, and my creative outlet growing up had always been dance. I was a competitive dancer, and I loved it, but because of the scoliosis, I had spinal fusion surgery, and so basically, my spine is very stiff. I can't move, like, I can't bend or twist my spine at all, and so that was a year-long recovery. And through that recovery, that meant I couldn't take dance classes anymore and I couldn't compete and I wasn't able to hang out with that friend group. And so I was really needing another creative outlet. And at the time, my mom signed me up for just a pottery class, little art camp for kids. And I took it and I really fell in love with it, working with the clay. It's just so hands-on and so malleable, and I was able to get all of that flexibility in the clay that I couldn't no longer represent through dance. And that's really what led me on the journey I'm still on today with pottery. And it's crazy that it all links back to my scoliosis experience, but that's how I know it's all God and it's all God's will, because it's such a crazy story that no one could have created it but him. And through that, taking that first class, I just kept taking more and more classes. I enjoyed it so much. And I ended up getting my degree in ceramics. And it's been a crazy ride ever since. I've worked in various fields of ceramics, from doing retail or teaching private lessons, kind of being like a help desk type person on the phone. I do a lot of classes. And now I've worked for a potter as an apprentice, and I have my own studio space in a kind of group-like setting in Asheville, North Carolina. So I'm able to be around a lot of art and artists and be find that community again within the ceramics world. And it's been a great experience.
Yeah, you're definitely exhibiting that, you know, when God gives us something, whether it's good or bad, because God allows these things to happen in our lives. And like you said, it was only him that could have really written this story. At the time you faced your diagnosis, were you already a Christian? How were you able to move through it? I know the art class helped, but were you a Christian at the time?
That's a great question. So my parents raised me in the church. They're both Christians. And I gave my heart to Jesus at about 7 or 8 years old. So I was a Christian, but my faith really wasn't my own at the time. You know, my parents were driving me to church, and whatever they were doing, I was fine with it. I was going along with it, but my faith, I really had not relied on Jesus like I should have, because, you know, as a kid, I felt like I didn't really need to. I had a great home life and enjoyed every, you know, enjoyed school, enjoyed extracurricular activities. And so I really didn't rely on God until I hit that hardship. And I know that sounds cliche, but it's so common that God gives us those hard times to make us rely on him, because if everything was easy, we wouldn't see the need for God. And so when that diagnosis really hit, I had been diagnosed earlier, about 3 years prior, and had been wearing back bracing to try to prevent it. But when that wasn't going to be the case and the doctors confirmed that I needed surgery, that's when my faith really became my own. And I really just was surrendering to the Lord and praying to Him. And I knew He had everything under control, but I also knew it was going to be a very challenging experience for me as, an adolescent who was very active at the time, and, entering high school with this situation and having to go through all of the things, body image and everything that every girl goes through, with scoliosis on top of all of that. It was quite a tough experience, and only God could have gotten me through it. And every year my faith has just been strengthened from different things coming about, even from moving, changing states in the middle of a pandemic. That also has really strengthened my faith as well. So just continuing to rely on God. It's such a great experience, but with much is given, much responsibility. And so the more that I rely on God and the more He gives me, the more responsibility I have, and the more challenges He gives me to draw closer to Him. And so it's a beautiful cycle in that way.
Yeah, I love it. And now you have this book that is people are going to be able to read. What will people find inside your book?
Yes, God the Artist, Revealing God's Creative Side Through Pottery. It is an inspirational account of pottery references in the Bible and how they relate to the Christian experience. So, this was a book that I was really trying to find and read, actually, as I was finishing up my degree. I had gone to a Christian school. Anderson is a great place. It's the South Carolina School of the Arts, and all of the professors are Christian, and they have to have a statement of faith, and they were really good about encouraging me in my faith. But I couldn't find a devotion book for potters like I was looking for. And so I kind of started to write one, and the Holy Spirit just laid that on my heart, to begin working on that. And it took several years for everything to actually get to where it is. And that's a whole story of trusting God in and of itself. But inside the book, it walks through each chapter, dives deeper and deeper into ceramics, and also deeper and deeper into the Christian walk. So you get some of my testimony in there as well, but mainly it's encouragement for the reader as well. So I say you don't have to be a potter to read the book. You don't have to like ceramics or even know what pottery is to read God the Artist. And you also don't have to be a Christian, because I go through each of those aspects of my life and along the way. So the very beginning chapters start with the very basics of pottery, from what clay is, what the tools are, how do you use them, different types of clay, and then those Bible verses that relate to those different things. And there's so many references to clay in Old and New Testament scriptures, just everything from God being the potter and us being the clay to we are broken vessels. There's so many different references that I think can get overlooked. And so I try to highlight those from my background as a Christian ceramic artist, to really help the understander, the reader understand a different side to God's different sides. He's so creative. That's the first verb used in the Bible, that God's creating the earth. And so through that, we are naturally creative because God created us in His image. So we have to be creative because that's how God created us. And so my encouragement for the reader is just tapping into their own creativity as they read through the book.
Yeah, I love it. What is your maybe your favorite scripture that is within that book?
That's a great question, and I have so many. I feel like it changes day by day. But the classic one, of course, is Jeremiah 18, when Jeremiah goes to the potter's house. And God is showing him the potter throwing clay on the wheel, and the clay, just gets all messed up. And so the potter has to take that clay off and rework it and start over. And I think that's a beautiful example of our Christian walk as well. Sometimes, we mess up, and sometimes we do it intentionally. We're like, I know this is bad, and I know this isn't what God's saying, but I'm going to do it anyway. And by surrendering to God and returning to Him, like the prodigal son, God's able to rework our lives, and use our same lives. He doesn't just throw out the clay. He doesn't just throw out our lives, because clay is precious and our lives are precious. So He's able to take that mess that we think we've made and rework it to His glory. And I think that's just a beautiful example of the cycle, the life cycle of clay, and the cycle of our Christian walks with God on this Earth that we only have a short time on Earth anyway, but just kind of that flow of cycles and seasons. I think that's a really beautiful aspect.
Yeah, I love it. And what is next for you? I mean, you have several awards to your name. You've already done two exhibitions. What more is coming for you?
Well, I have another solo exhibition coming up in 2024, and I'm actually in the middle of one right now. It's called Postures in Porcelain. And so I love getting my work out there in the academic type setting, the formal art setting. And so I love just to keep applying to things, keep stretching my body of work. I do a lot of functional pottery, and then I also do some sculptural things. So who knows, that might be coming down the line. I don't know if there's another book or not. The Lord's really the one who made the first book happen, so we'll have to see. But I know that the Lord has placed on my heart to go to the Holy Land at some point. And I don't know what that looks like, especially in today's culture, but that is a dream of mine to go visit the Holy Land. So hopefully that is in the future. That would be a dream.
How can people connect to you, and where can they find your book?
The best place would probably be my website. It's www.morganmccarver.com. That's just my name, and it'll take you to everything you want to do, from ordering the book to shopping my Etsy site with pottery. You can get connected through my newsletter I send out once a month. And then you can also sign up for my Instagram, social media. You can learn all about me there, and I'd love to hear from you guys.
And as we wrap up, Morgan, what is the one thing that you want to leave with the people based on what you said today? What is the one thing that you feel like they need to implement into their life to make them move forward?
Of course, I love that question, saving the best for last. But it would be just encouraging the listener in their own creativity. And I try to really bring this encouragement in the book, Guard the Artist. At the end of each chapter, I provide a creativity challenge. And so not only are you reading along with the aspects of God's creative side, seeing a different side of God that you might not have considered before, and then also reading about my story, but you also are able to interact with the book, and this story really becomes your story. So at the end of each chapter, there's a challenge that I give to the readers that helps them within their own talents use those to glorify God. And so that's really my encouragement to you today, is to just keep honoring God through your talents and through your creativity, whatever that might be. You might think that you're not very artistic, but just because you're not the most artistic doesn't mean you're not artistic at all. And so really anything that you can do to honor God and bring glory to Him, we find such joy in creativity, and that's by God's design. He designed us to be creative and to make beautiful things. And so all of that can honor God. And I just encourage the listener in that way. If there's a project that you've considered doing, or something that you started and haven't finished, just think about it from the aspect of honoring God and seeing how you can use your talents to honor Him in that way.
Love it, love it, love it. CWS audience, you have heard her. You have heard her testimony. She was diagnosed with scoliosis. And instead of her looking at it as something that was a detriment to her life, she took a hold of it and allowed for God to come in her life in a new way. And now I'm looking at her life, and what a blessing it has been, because she decided to move forward despite what she was facing. Whatever you may be facing today, move forward. Whatever God has given you, utilize it. Don't look at it as something just so bad, but think about how you can use it to help change people's lives, just like Morgan is doing right now. Figure out how you can display that aspect of God in your daily life. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And until next time, beautiful people, God bless.